SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Spurs lead the Timberwolves 53-49 early in the third quarter. T-Wolves were like 12.5-point favorites at home tonight. So, not a good start for them. And the Thunder down 9 in Houston against the Rockets. Mavericks have now extended that 10-point lead to a 17-point lead. I mean, Luka might have 30 in the first quarter, Joe, the way he's going.
I know. He's going to have 50, you know?
He's probably going to have 50 tonight, you're right. He's probably going to have 50. 16, you figure 16, you could do that. All he's got to do is go a little over 10 a quarter the rest of the way, and you can get there. We do have two other games late night, Portland and Golden State, Denver and L.A., too. In this hour coming up, we're going to get into the two games on Thursday, the semis in Vegas, Pelicans, Lakers, and Pacers and Bucks. Winners will play Saturday night for the in-season tournament finale. We're also going to do a couple of other things, Army-Navy game on Saturday.
Yeah, I sort of like that game. That, you know, when we were doing the show locally, right?
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. A lot to do this hour. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You were telling me about the Army-Navy game. You were very excited.
Well, the Army-Navy game is, I used to go to the city, right? I used to take the kids when they were in, and we used to go to Carmine's.
Oh, yeah, the meatballs.
The meatballs are the best. But the meatballs in AC are better at Carmine's there than they are in Broadway. They rush them out.
Well, the Broadway, it's like, and I'm just saying this, Joe, it's like a chop shop over there. It's just get them in, get them out. Everybody's got to go see, you know, Les Mis or whatever it is that's still pumping out on Broadway there. Get them in, get them out.
Get them in, get them out.
At Vegas, you got a little bit more time to loosen the belt, right? A little bit more time. I mean, in Vegas, in AC. In AC when you go there, which is nice. It's in the Trop.
Yeah, I love it. I love the Trop. Trop is the best.
You ever go in that? They still got that that 70s style club in there, the nightclub.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, they still got that rolling in there. Is that still happening?
I haven't been to the. No, I haven't.
That tells you how long I've been there.
Yeah.
Got to be 8 to 10 years since I've been in the Trop in AC, minimum. Over in that place. Joe, why don't we start this hour with the Thursday night game, which will begin week 14 of the NFL. And we've gotten a little spoiled over the last week. Look, we've been complaining about primetime games all year in the NFL, and with good reason. But in the last week, Joe, we actually had the over 70 points between the Cowboys and the Seahawks last Thursday.
Yeah,
we had a very fun and competitive Chief-Packer game on Sunday night with a crazy finish. And then we had an unexpected 60-plus points between the Bengals and the Jaguars on Monday night. So now, Joe, we have the Steelers and the Patriots with a nice, fat total of 30.5 in front of us with Bailey Zappe and Mitch Trubisky here on Thursday night to kick things off.
I can't take the over, but, you know, maybe we take Trubisky. I mean, Trubisky can't get over his total. I mean, I think Trubisky can chuck. can't get Mitch Trubisky getting 200
plus? First time
plus?
I've ever heard that. I think Trubisky can chuck. You don't hear that often.
He threw for 113 in like limited duty last week. No?
Yeah, no, I understand. Limited duty.
What are you going to get out of this gutless Patriot? They're not going to. I still think they have a. They're probably going to lose by like four. Probably total will come in. It'll be like 24-20 Steelers. Zappi will be like he's back in Western Kentucky throwing 65 touchdowns. All of a sudden, we'll have a Patriot flying down the sidelines. DeMario Douglas! Kevin Hall and all, Kurt!
This is actually, Joe, and this is the second Thursday the Steelers have had to play this year. In the traditional sense. Like the Cowboys and Seahawks play the second, but that was a full week off for them. I mean, the Steelers are the first team that's had to do this short week twice. Actually, the Bears did it as well this year. They played the Titans at home on Thursday night back in
That was the game that
early November.
Started. They won, like, right. What, 20-16?
20-16 final. Steelers beat the Titans that night.
That's a 3.5-point favorite. They barely
correct.
Covered.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the number six here.
And, a half that game.
And the Patriot defense has been good the last 3 weeks, or last three games, I should say. They've only given up 6 points, 10 points, 10 points, but they've somehow lost all three of those games.
Right, which means they're going on the road on a short week. You think they're going to bring their lunch pail? Come on.
I think the only way they can win is if they bring their lunch pail.
Yeah, but this team's not fight. They got two wins. They got two wins.
Someone's always playing for a job in the NFL, Joe.
Here we go.
You love that line, right? Somebody's always
the
playing. These are professionals. Someone, there's always tape. The tape is always out there for the league to look at. Someone's always playing for a job. Put good tape out there and anything can happen. Put good tape.
And now you get me pumped up. You know, it's still football. Thursday night game.
I know. It's a blue-collar game.
It's a blue-collar game.
We're not taking the over here. We're taking the under.
I'm not touching the over. How about that?
I like Steeler team total under 18.5.
No, you're not putting that in the parlay.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
No.
I'll veto that before you even get it out of your mouth.
I may play that on the side.
I'm trying to see.
That bothers
really,
you.
We're like they're giving us limited stuff.
I know. Right? We're gonna do it after the break. You need to. You need
Carver
to.
Carver and Lisi. You know.
What are you saying? Then we gotta hold off closer to kick.
I mean, we don't even have.
You got nothing here. It's gonna be touchdowns.
Got no touchdown.
They have touchdowns. They have touchdowns for everybody.
Right, so
they even got Ty Montgomery on there.
Let's get creative.
Tyquan Thornton at +850.
All right, there you go. You're going right for right. I know Baylor. Right, the guy had one catch. I mean, Speedster 4240, coming right down. He popped the wheel. The guy popped the wheel.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Okay. I don't know how we're going to do this, Joe, with so many guys not on the board, but we'll try. The Carver and Lisi Thursday night risk fresh. But I got to tell you, Joe, I actually, now that you bring this up, I don't think they're offering that risk-free this week. Maybe because we all got them last week with the Cowboys. We'll get Joe to fix his mic real fast. We'll get Joe back in the mix. Sounds good there, Matthias. There you go. Joe, we gotta get the mic. Gotta re-plug in the mic, Joe. Re-plug in the mic. Get my Joe back in here in a moment. I'm not sure how we're gonna get this thing completely done, especially with what they're... There you go, Joe. You're back now. You're good to go. Yeah, Joe, they're not... I don't have...
And FanDuel's
not giving you a
risk-free. It just says bet now.
You're correct. The only thing they were offering this week for that game is they're giving you a live profit boost wager.
All right, let's smash them anyway.
We're going to do it anyway. I don't care.
We're
going to
do it anyway.
Joe.
We're hot.
We're going to do it anyway.
Smash them.
Smash them over the head. One of those.
They think we're afraid because they didn't give us the risk-free? We're coming in.
I can't. They're not going to give me my $10 back. Don't worry about it. I'll go after them anyway.
Up tempo.
We got them last week. We're going back after them. All right, Joe. What do you want to do? First pick.
Well, last week you started first, so maybe we keep the mojo.
Did I?
I think you did.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. We'd have to check the tape on that. I'm not sure.
Go back. What if you did start first?
I guess we'll never know, Joe. All right, you want me to start first?
I'll go first. All right. All right. Fast and loose.
All right, hero.
All right, hero's ready this week.
Okay, what do you got? Jeez.
Slim pickings.
I know. This isn't.
This is. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Diontae Johnson, anytime touchdown.
All right. I mean, where do you come up with this stuff?
All right.
All right. Where do you get it? I mean, there's like not even going to be a. If there is a touchdown in this game, you know it's going to be a rushing touchdown. There's not going to be anybody throwing the football.
Coward. All right. Coward's talking.
So fine.
I forgot. You're breaking it down with the schematics. Deontay Johnson plus 330. Look at you. If there's going to be a touchdown, you know, like, yeah, 99.99% of the touchdowns are going to be on the ground. Watch. Everything's going to be through the air. It's going to be 70 points. Stop. He can take a bubble screen and run it inside the 10.
All right, fine. You ready?
Yeah, come on. I already know where you're going. I already know.
Freiermuth. Alt.
Not even listed.
I got an alt for Freiermuth.
All right, guy, what do you got?
All 25 yards at minus 144.
All right. Sounds good. All right, hang on. You ready? Let me just put this in here. Deontay. Oh, I just screwed this up. Hang on. All right, so Freiermuth 25, right?
Yeah, yep.
Deontay Johnson plus 330. Ready?
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's go Bailey Zappe 154.5.
Over?
Yep.
Okay. I got no problem with that.
Okay. Take us home.
I know they haven't done it the past few weeks, but I really believe that the Patriots are going to score a touchdown in this game.
Okay, so
and
give
I
us somebody.
Think the only guy that's going to do it is Zeke. I think they're going to run it in. They're going to just run it, and they're going to run it. So there's no more Ramondre Stevenson. We're going to put Zeke in at plus 230.
All right, there you go.
Tiny.
37.
A crisp $20 bill wins you $607.59.
That's good enough.
Okay, so we're in on this. Deontay Johnson and Ezekiel Elliott anytime touchdowns. Freiermuth 25 plus yards or alt receiving, and Zappe over 154.5.
I'm putting it in as we speak. Here.
All right, let's do it. I got you.
Let's do it. They think we were gonna back down because they didn't give us the risk free.
Nah, we're still gonna go after them. We stepped up.
We're going after you now. That's it.
How do you feel now?
We're coming right. We're smashing the odds. Smash them. Sharps coming to the window. Sharps, here come the sharps.
We're coming after you. Fast and loose.
And after we take this, okay? After we take this, then we're coming back, right?
Yeah.
With the no doubt about it, push your ex in the rearview mirror, crypto. Bold diamond special of the year. We're putting it all on. If we win, we're rolling it.
All right, I'm in, Joe. I'm officially in. I got the.
All right, we're in. Let's go. Let's go, Carver.
This crisp $20 bill to win just over 600. Let's do it.
That's it. I put it 25.
Just we ain't a scared. We ain't a scared.
Just for giggles. I can't believe we got to watch this game. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, let me ask you this. First quarter, no score. What does this total drop to? 21 and a half?
Scoreless first, a game that's 30 and a half.
Probably like 19 and a half. I mean, come on.
It's got to get under three touch, under 21 or at around 21.
I would jump in all in if that happened.
If it falls under 20 in the first half, will you take it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. That's two touchdowns and two field goals.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible. All right, so there you go. Steelers and Patriots Thursday night.
Now, you know what almost made the list for me with that game?
What was that?
A defensive touchdown for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I forgot. You already got to play it out in your head. You know
how. No, I mean, that's fine. How about we play him for first touchdown? You want to take a stab? I don't know.
Tell me.
Let's see what the number they're giving you. 23-1. They're plus 650 for an anytime. Why don't we just play that by itself?
All right, let's do
plus it. 650. Let's just play a Pittsburgh defense anytime touchdown. Or how about this, Joe? You want to get real spicy? Because I know how much you like to be greedy.
Oh, it's just.
Well, it's just you. You're greedy.
It's just me with the greedy. I love it.
How about this?
God.
Both the Pittsburgh and the New England D to score touchdowns.
Okay, now you see that is like that's like really you want to eat like.
82-1.
Back in the day, huh? Where do you want to go, Lutes?
Yeah.
Huh?
82-1.
All right.
Throw $10 on it for 800.
All right, okay. I'm not afraid.
Both defenses to score a touchdown.
Out for that bet or what?
Both defenses
real
to score
tomato
a touchdown.
Ketchup, Betty?
You know what? I'll use a. I got some bonus bets lined up here. I'll use a bonus bet on that.
All right.
How about that?
Right.
We'll come back, Joe. I want to run through a couple of these other games with you since I did not get to do that yesterday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Dear Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159. Great to have you aboard here on the grid. All right, Joe. So we're ready to go Steelers and Patriots. Let me give you a couple other things with the NFL, since I actually haven't gotten to talk to you about this, some of these games. First of all, a bunch of these teams announced on Wednesday who they're going to go with at quarterback this week, and you know, this is kind of December in the NFL, Joe, right? Either you're just down with guys because of injuries or you've seen enough of some guys and you can't take it anymore. And then there's the case of the New York Jets who, you know, basically blamed everything on Zach Wilson, took him out, and rightfully so, Joe. He sucked. I mean, it's not like he was any good. And they thought that they were going to get better out of Tim Boyle and Trevor Siemian. And that wasn't exactly the case. You've had some controversy here this week in terms of Wilson saying that he was reluctant to go back in, Rodgers defending him on McAfee, you got Salah basically being outed by sports radio hosts, well, former ones, our boy Joe B, basically saying that he don't like him either. So lots of problems around the Jets, but at the end of the day, they're going back to Zach Wilson. Here against Houston. This is gone now, Joe, believe it or not, from 6 the other day. I know this was 6 on Monday. To now 3.5 for the Texans. But the totals dropped to 32.5. Your thoughts?
The this organization is a complete mess, and they have allowed Aaron Rodgers to just, I guess he's the coach, he's the owner, he is the GM, right? Whatever Aaron says, that's it's the written word, right? They got Boyle because Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers talks to Zach Wilson. Come on, kid, you got to give me a break. Give me a break. Can we stop? Zach Wilson sucks. Tim Boyle sucks. And you know what? I'm going to say it. Aaron Rodgers sucks. I said it. Not the same quarterback. That's your quarterback.
I said it.
I said it. He threw 12 picks. 12 picks last year. Okay? Cost his team a shot to play. Look at what Jordan Love's doing now. Cooking with fire. Cooking. That's a quarterback. Kids throwing, matriculating all down the field. Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, this Dontavian Wicks out of nowhere, Cinderella story.
Hey, give that guy, well, give that guy some props. I hit the Wicks bet on Sunday night too.
I went to. Who was it?
We got to. We can't butcher the guy's name. We need to get this right here. Don't.
It's something.
We gotta give this guy the respect.
Stevie.
Hold on. I'm scrolling back to this because we need to. I'm scrolling all the way back.
Chucky,
I'm out.
One of our our listeners goes, love you guys, right? And I've
been talking up Wicks, Wicks for weeks. For weeks he's been talking about.
Somebody tweets out, love you.
I saw Anthony. You guys are great. You called him the wrong name.
I know. His name was Anthony. I call him. Thanks, Andrew. He goes, who's that? I don't know. I was multitasking. I'm looking. I know my own name.
Hold on. I'm still scrolling. Unfortunately, Joe, it's been a busy week here.
Come on. You got more mentions. I'm telling you, you're flying up the charts. People like you.
Well, I have a few things that I was tagged in this week that have, like Scotty's announcement that he's coming back.
Let me tell you something. You're an A-lister. You know?
I wouldn't say that. It's just I have a lot of mentions because Scotty put the good news up that he was coming back this weekend.
Well,
I was tagged in that.
Look, you are with, like, back in the day, you're like with, you know, you're in that Clooney type of thing. Brad Pitt.
No, not at all. It was Scott B. You were right. Scott B. Cheesy Scott B on X, who has been telling us about Wicks for the past few weeks, and I cashed a big ticket that had Wicks in it for some alts. So great job by Scott B.
See, I'm like Brad Pitt, Clooney, you're in that group, and I'm like Benicio del Toro that, you know, he did some great stuff, but he fell off the map. I mean, look at him. Right?
Yeah, just that. That's just saying. Not the
I think
way
he won an
whatsoever.
Emmy, Grammy. He won a Grammy or whatever he won. Oscar. He won something, but nobody remembers Benicio del Toro, right?
I'm just next.
I'm like Val Kilmer. Remember Val in Heat? Huh.
Val had some great roles.
Oh, when Ashley Judd gives the wave off, that's the best. She still loved him.
Val has some roles that, and he's got some bad ones too, but. Val, if you take his performances in Heat, Tombstone, which is all-timer for Val when he played.
And The Saint. I love him in The Saint.
Yes. The Saint, he was very good as well. But
how
him as Doc Holliday.
What about The Doors?
That was the next one I was going to do, Matias, was him as Jim Morrison was outstanding.
Now, granted, he's got more cheek filler than in there. It looks like he's got embalming fluid in his face. But that's besides the point.
Such a joke. It's all over.
I mean, he did a little too much cheek filler.
And I was just about to say to you, too, since you brought up movies and Val Kilmer, every time you say quarterback, you say it as Tony D'Amato from Any Given Sunday. The quarterback! You got to hit the quarterback! Every single time. The quarterback.
I do it on purpose. I do it on purpose.
I know you do. I know you do. That's great. The quarterback. Get him in there. All right, Joe. Let's move on. The Vikings are going to go back to Dobbs. So before the bye, they had the awful loss to the Bears on Monday Night Football, O'Connell said, we're going to think about things because Dobbs turned the ball over a billion times. They're going to stick with him -3 in Vegas against the Raiders. It sounds like you don't have much opinion on that game.
Because I'm looking at the total, I sort of like the over there, 40 and
40 and a half. Yeah, I think we can get over that.
Want to do that?
I believe we have both teams coming off the bye in that one, so nice and fresh.
I sort of like Minnesota, but I'm just looking. I think I could get behind this total. Want to get behind the total or the or I can't take the Raiders. The Raiders, O'Connell, oh, man. I just feel like the Vikings are the side. I'm going to go with the over. Let me just see the passing props. Aiden O'Connell, 232 and a half.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me just say.
I think the Vikings are
good. Val Kilmer's sick. I didn't realize that. So I.
Well, he is sick. He's been sick for a while, yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yes. I don't think that he said anything bad about him.
He did have surgery before I think he got.
Oh, you're talking about that when you mentioned that.
Yeah. I didn't know he was sick. I had no idea.
Yeah, he has been for a little while, Joe. I didn't put two and three together when you brought up the facelift thing.
Just to get back, saw him in the Tom Cruise Top Gun. He played.
Oh, he was in the new one?
Yeah, he was in the new one.
I haven't seen it.
Excellent. I haven't seen the new one. Fantastic.
I haven't seen a new movie.
That's the only one I saw.
My daughter's going to be 7 on Friday. And so that's 7 years she's been alive. I don't think I've seen a new movie that's come out in 7 years then. So there you go.
There you go.
Like a brand new movie, either in the theater or at home. Joe goes right by it. You want to take the over? Yeah, Joe, we'll take the over. Over 40 and a half,
well,
Vikings and Raiders.
Do you like the Raiders or you like the Vikings? I like the Vikings, but I don't know if I can lay it in Vegas.
I like the over more. Over 40 and a half.
All right, good.
And the other one where a quarterback was announced is the Giants, despite Tyrod Taylor being healthy, are going to stick with Tommy DeVito, which I know you love. Because he still stops at, doesn't have to stop. He lives at his parents for the meatballs and the gravy and the meatballs on Sunday.
The kid's got the Jersey juice.
Packers -6.5, 36.5 at MetLife. This is a Monday night game this week.
Think I got to take him. This is the same line that we saw the Packers get against Kansas City. Now, everybody that bet against the Packers last week, they stepped up. Now they're on the road.
I'll tell you this. There is going to be no one on the Giants this week. No one.
What do you mean? No one. Right. So we take
the Packers coming off beating the Lions and the Chiefs. You're saying it, I know. But I'm just emphasizing a little bit more. No one's going to be on the Giants this week. Nope.
No shot. You want to take them +250 on the money line? No, I don't know if I can do that. I'll take
the six and a half.
You give me the six. We can't get 37 points the way both quarterbacks are playing.
Calm down. Tommy DeVito, not exactly Patrick Mahomes here, Joe. Let's relax.
He's got the Jersey juice, Carver. He's got the Jersey juice.
You see what the Bill Chief line's gone down to? Down to 3.5. Down to 1.5. I saw 3. I couldn't believe the Cowboys went up to 3.5 against the Eagles.
Shocked.
About that. Shocked. That 3.5 stuck out to me when I was looking. The Bills now getting 1.5. That's opened at 3 early in the week. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The quarterback. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 here with you. All right, Joe, I did want to get into this because this is important to me. And so if it's important to me, I'm going to talk about it. The NBA in-season tournament semifinals are Thursday in Las Vegas. And, of course, again, Joe, you know, the best to everybody out there in Vegas. Like, another just, like, it's just, the world is just miserable, Joe, with what goes on. The shooting at UNLV.
I saw
on
that
Wednesday.
Late. That was terrible.
Yes, just awful. So hopefully everybody doing all right out in Vegas. Some of the kids out there at UNLV. We have these two games out there, Joe. So it's kind of like we haven't done this before. It's the first time. And my feeling all week with this is it just feels like LeBron wants to be able to, even though there's really not a lot of significance to this, it's the first time they're doing it, he wants to be able to say he won the first one.
All right.
Like,
so you want
couldn't
to
you see LeBron? Them? Like, I pitched it like this to Coach on Coast to Coast on Wednesday. I was like, you know, who knows? This thing might have legs, Joe, and it's still going on 10, 15, 20 years from now. And who do you think is going to be able to say, I won the first one, or I won the first
LeBron.
MVP, you know? And they'll probably, like, name the trophy after him, you know, something like that. Like,
no,
you know him.
Now.
Well, you know him right, Joe. And he drops 31 the other night against the Suns. Took the game over. He played great. The guy's going to be 39 at the end of the month, and he's still just at the top of his game. So I think the Lakers, and this is a short number. I'm actually a little surprised. I think they're giving the Pelicans some respect here with how well they've played, and it's a neutral floor, I get that. -1.5 for the Lakers, 229.5 the total here in this game.
What do you want to do? You want to take
I think it's Lakers, but the line does have me a little they're giving the Pelicans a legit shot here. LeBron +430 to win this MVP, too, this in-season tournament MVP.
He's not going to win it.
If they win, he's right winning now. It.
Let me just tell you this right now.
Okay, you tell me.
All right, this is how I break it down. The world, everybody wants Bucks Lakers in this thing. Not going to happen. One of them are going to win. It's going
right.
to be the Bucks because they're playing the more explosive team, Pelicans. So let's do the Pelicans Bucks parlay.
Now, here's where it gets sticky for me. As you know, I have the Bucks from before this thing started.
So that's good, though.
Boosted up to 13-1. I have the Bucks at 13-1 to win
Harvey,
this thing. They're offering me a cash out too, Joe.
254.5. Like, why
yes.
don't we make it 300? Nobody plays defense anymore. Nobody crashes the boards.
I mean, the
no
Bucks. The Bucks shot 60% from three against the Knicks the other night. They hit 23 threes.
You think they're going to hit 23 threes again? What did Dame tie?
No, I'm just 25.
That's it. He's light. We got to load up on him now. Now he's in the spotlight.
Now he's actually the favorite for this MVP. He's +380
good.
And Giannis is +430.
Perfect. So Dame time. This 6 threes against the let's take Dame time 6-1 for 6 threes. He's in Vegas. Spotlight game. Spotlight coming off 25 bucks over and Dame time.
So you want to take the over 254.5 in that game?
Let's go for it. That's a Lisi game. It's like BYU and Hawaii back in the day when they slapped a 78.5. We'll take it.
But you think the Bucks are going to win that game?
I do. I think the Bucks are going to go to the finals. I don't know if they win, but they're going to be. That's the team that's going to be in the finals. Dame time and Giannis. It's not going to be LeBron.
I disagree.
All right. We'll see. You're getting a little crazy now. I give you a lot of props with the NBA. This is where I think my expertise comes in. I think it's going to be Giannis.
your expertise.
My expertise. Everybody's going left. I'm going right. Fork is in the road. Go this way, young man.
So you want me to take? Should I take the cash out with the Bucks then? I'm getting like a third of what I would get back. You want me to take the cash out?
A third? What do you mean?
The cash out that I get. This is
why? I just told you the Bucks are going to win.
You think they're going to win the whole thing? Okay. So you think they're actually?
No, they're going to win this game. They're going to be in the final. Why would you cash out?
But what about the final? I need them to win the whole thing, Joe.
But why would you cash out now?
I was just, you know me with the cash outs. I like giving you the business about cash outs.
All right, let's do Dame time. 6-3, 6-1. Now, you're going to talk me down to 5, and he's going to throw up for 8. This guy's going to be as hot as a pistol coming into Vegas.
How about
for 20? What?
How about Lillard for 5 and Halliburton for 5?
No, I'm not taking Halliburton. Everybody's going to bet this guy.
Guy's hot as a pistol.
No, all right, fine. How about for Beasley? Let's do Beasley.
Beasley was too hot against the Knicks. He's going to be that hot again. How about 6 for Halliburton, 6 for Dame time?
Let's go with the Oklahoma Sooner, Buddy Hield.
No, he's let me down too much. I can't.
Come on. 4 threes for Hield. 4 threes plus 175. Dame time for 6.
5.
Fine. 5. 250. We're killing it.
You're so greedy. Like, that's the thing. It's right, the greed with you that I can never.
I see this cap. I see it. I got laser focus like I'm Superman. Dame time, 30 plus. This is a 35.
I'd rather play the 5 threes.
I already put it in. Buddy Hield, Dame time for 5, and Dame time for 35. He's going to go off. The kid loves Vegas. He wants his name in lights. This is it. Oh, I see it as clear as day. As clear as day, I see this. It already got my money. I already put it in.
Yeah, right. Like I said, I'm not in on that, no.
Why? Why? What are you
because
afraid of?
What am I afraid of? I have a big ticket on the Bucks, and I want it to get home.
So step up! Double down!
Oh, sure, yeah.
Why? You smashed him over the last couple of weeks. All you did. I mean, it was like amazing. It was like a hamster wheel. All I saw was winning tickets. You were texting
whack-a-mole. Boom, boom, boom.
Joe, look at what I hit. Everything was bigger than the next.
Well, this could be even bigger than that.
Kid's on fire, showing me charts and graphs. He's showing me stochastics.
It's a good year with the golf. You like I sent you that? I sent you the chart for the golf for the whole year since the golf closed up shop.
You should be paying everybody a dividend the way you're making money.
Got the Grant Thornton this weekend, the Invitational.
It's not really I don't like the course.
It's not a real event. It's like it's one PGA golfer with one of the LPGA golfers as a team. Like it's Finau and Nelly Korda.
Yeah, but I just don't like the way the balls lie in the in
Ricky
the
Fowler and Lexi Thompson. Like they're teams in this. It's not a regular event. But there is numbers on it.
I see this as clear as day right now.
I might take Fowler and Thompson at 11-1.
All right.
Gotta bet on the Grant Thornton Invitational now. All right, so we're on the Bucks, and you're on the Pelicans, I'm on the Lakers.
Yes.
You think the Pelicans are going to win. What do you want to do with props in that game? You still want to go after? I got to go after LeBron again.
You go after LeBron. You got lucky with D'Angelo Russell. I don't know. You pulled that out of nowhere. Absolutely out of nowhere with that. Where's my guy? The guy that makes me all the money. Oh, this is easy. I mean, I see this as clear as day. Carver, the numbers, the board is just talking to me. You ready?
Zion was quiet the other night, too. I could see Zion having a big game.
No, stop going with the usual suspects. This is easy.
You going to Herb Jones?
No, CJ McCollum. 25 plus for McCollum.
Yeah, since he's come back from the lung
thing. I'm going 20 plus, a plus 1.25. And I'm going with his threes.
How about Herb Jones for 15?
I'm going 3 threes for him.
Valanciunas, that's one of your guys also.
Yes, I'm going for him with rebounds. This is a Valanciunas. Darling, hold my Skechers and my scarf. I have to play a big game against LeBron today in Las Vegas. You have any Grey Poupon with the caviar, honey?
I don't know. You're out of order here.
Why am I out of order? These are guys that at least I back.
Out of order.
Let me see. Valanciunas. Where is this guy? 10.5.
What do you want, his points or his boards?
Can I get him up to 11, 12? You see, this is where they screw you. Valanciunas, 12 boards. McCollum, 23 threes, and Valanciunas, 12 bounds. Oh!
What are they giving you for 12 bounds for Valanciunas? Oh, plus 145?
Yeah.
How about 14 at plus 340? Too much greed?
Too much greed.
Don't want to get that greedy, huh?
Ugh.
Ingram's been hot too, man. Ingram would be the guy for me with the Pelicans. 30 for Ingram, plus 290. He had 30 the other night against Sacramento.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, there you go, Joe. There's your night. Two games, NBA. Weird times, too. The first game's at 5 East, and the second game is at 9 East. So, very strange.
So, what do you want to do? You want to take the under there?
No, not yet. It's, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that first game, and it's 2:54.5.
Yeah, you think LeBron's going to be...
Well, the first game's the Milwaukee game. That's the early evening, late afternoon game. I just don't know why they have so much time between, I guess, it's for TV. They give you an hour then for them to pump it up. That's probably what it's all about, right, Joe?
Yeah. They pump it up.
There you go with that. As far as pucks, there are several games on Thursday night. You love this Red Wing team. They're laying 260 against the Sharks. Buffalo, Boston, Tampa's in Nashville, Dallas is in Washington after losing to Florida.
Over.
Devils in Seattle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. And SiriusXM 159. Yeah. All right, Joe. So, there you go. You got the table set for Thursday. Pats and Steelers and two big NBA games. See who's going to play in that final in Vegas on Saturday night. We got a couple hockey games. There's a few college basketball games as well. We'll do more, Joe. It's tough. We'll do a lot of Army-Navy tomorrow, and then we'll make a pick for it on Friday.
All right.
But... Next week, Joe, we'll start to really dive into the bowls because there's no bowl games till next week. Yeah.
We didn't do this last year, but on Friday, we should, now that we have college hoops, let's just do like a 4-pack every Friday.
So you want to pick college basketball games on a Friday? Can we wait till January when it's like real? Like,
all right. Okay.
Conference games and stuff like just to give you an example, Joe.
We're not going to start picking the college bowls until next week.
Yeah, but next week, the two Saturdays after this one is all the three actually are all college football Saturdays, all bowl games.
Right,
lined
not
up
this
and down
one is Army Navy. Then we have next
right.
weekend, next
like
Friday.
Like this Saturday in college basketball. I mean, there are some good, decent games. Illinois is playing Tennessee, Wisconsin, Arizona, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Clemson, TCU.
We just picked out 25 games.
Gonzaga, Washington. I mean, there is a few games on Saturday.
Come on, we'll have fun with it. Come on, just to keep the train
rolling. Whatever makes you happy, Joe. That's fine. We can do that on Friday.
Joe, great job as always. I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.